Very good morning. My name is Preeti. So let me begin by saying, please accept me as a student for the next 15-20 minutes. Very humble request. So how do we go about this? I'm going to tell you in my institution, if there's going to be a digital classroom, how that made me happy, how do I actually work, and how do I interact with my professors. That's what we're going to quickly talk about. I hope I'm not hiding the screen. Meet my professor, Professor Arora. But that's not how we call him. He teaches data structures for us, but you know, we're all very big movie buffs in India, so we call him Professor Virus. That doesn't mean he's strict and we all don't like him. It's not like the movie Professor Virus, actually. We really love him. And you know why we really love him? It's not that he imposes or he's giving us a lot of lectures. The whole idea of his teaching methodology is so unique and interesting for all of us, and that's why we love him, and we call him by this sweet pet name for called Virus, as we call it. So what has he done? What does that mean to all of us? It's not just the students who really want to be a part of his class. There are other faculties also who just want to be there to know what's so great about it and why do students love him so much. That's because he introduced very new smart ways of teaching. The kind of smart ways which Brigadier just spoke about, I'm just going to quickly touch on how that would mean. First of all, typically, what is the three or four big pain points, if you say, as a student? First one is books. There's going to be textbooks, which are prescribed. There's going to be reference books for like one topic or one particular chapter. Then there's going to be notes, which the teacher generally gives to the students. So how does all this work? Where do I collect all of this from? First source, all of these textbooks are going to be right there on my tablet with me. Imagine it like an unerasable blackboard, right? Always there for me, offline mode. I'm not worried whether there's going to be connectivity or not. It's always there for me. And on notes, I don't know if you've noticed this, but just 2 days before the exam, the photocopy shop just next to your college would probably be running, roaring with business. Because there's going to be one student who would have done such beautiful notes and the rest of them are just going to photocopy it. So imagine how we can get away with it. There's going to be an online notebook, a never-ending page of an online notebook, where not just the professor gives you notes, but the students also can easily share notes. So there's no photocopies, nothing required. I take good notes, I just share it with the rest of my friends. So my books, my notes, everything is there in just one single window. I'm not even looking around and searching for it. That's not it, right? Does all problem get solved simply because books are there on the device? What's the second big pain point? Attendance. How do we solve for it? I'm going to say I'm going for a competition. I'm going for culturals. Give me OD. Which is fine, the attendance is sorted, but what about the class that I've missed? Because of the whole virtual classroom with Skype and other new technologies, professor always gives us time. It may be I could sit at home and have like a quick class. Or even the special classes which we do outside of the usual regular schedule is also done at my own convenience from where I want to do. It's not just for the student benefit, but for the teacher as well, right? So a professor travels to US for his research and other work. But that does not mean my class gets cancelled and then I have to attend for a special class on a Saturday or later in the evening. It is, he's going to take the same class right from there in the US and just going to add more spice to it by having more faculty joining in from the US colleges as well, or more students from the other institutes joining and sharing their experiences with us. That's the kind of interesting virtual classrooms we do. So there are two main things that I spoke to you now, right? One is the content. The second is my whole classroom and attendance. But my biggest problem, and which is why I saved for the last, is assignments and assessments. All this is still solvable in life. Assignments, typically if the professor says, give me like a report out for 4 pages of Word, not an easy job. No, I have to write it, print it, and all that stuff. But now because everything is virtual, and the whole solution is going to be right there for me, I can create very unique ways of presenting. It could be an animated PPT. It could be like a video submission. Everything is possible through my assignment work. And it also motivates me because I'm interacting in such ways with my faculty to work on very unique, interesting projects, which will not only make me understand the topic better, but also personally my interests are being catered to. So there's content, then there's going to be virtual classroom, then my assignments and projects, finally the killer assessments and my examinations. Typically the most worried fear factor in any student's mind, but that is also solved for. And how, you may ask, And the answer is, we do very simple mock tests, like self-assessment tests. Imagine if I have all my content on my device. It's very easy to have all my question banks on the device as well. So I do objective tests. I do qualitative tests right there. And it is not that I do it and then I forget it. I can actually track saying, first time I took this test, I got 9 marks. Second time when I reattempted it, I got 13 marks. So I know whether I'm improving or not. And this is self-assessment. So when the actual midterm exam comes, it's like fairly easy for me because I've done it and I know where my strength areas are, what areas I need to concentrate on. So that's a quick thing about how my life has been impacted. But what's more interesting is Professor actually does like a one-on-one coaching session for us once a month. And you know what he does there? He just does not talk to you about your mark and my product and my performance. He talks to me on my career. He talks to me on how it's good. And what amazes me is he has every information about me right there in the screen. He tells me, Preeti, you did well in like the RDBMS course in the first month. But the third month, when that exam got repeated, you didn't do well. Were you distracted? Were you doing too many outside extracurricular work? He has every information right there when he does these sessions for me. Actually, that kind of brings me to the end of me talking about my professor. But what I want to tell you is though he's a teacher or a faculty by profession, he's really a life coach for me. While I'd like to keep talking and bragging about my professor more and more, I would really like to call him up and I'd like to tell you how this whole thing he's implemented for us in our classrooms. Can I please invite Professor Vairas
good morning, Preeti.
Up on stage?
Let's hear from Professor Arora as to how he is using technology to really enable Preeti in her day-to-day life.
Good morning, everyone. So you heard what Dr. Brigadier Escalieri shared with you. You heard what a student shared, and I'm a professor here. So we will have more of a role play and share with you how things, I really plan my sessions. So, Preeti.
I'm sure many of them would like to ask you many questions on whatever I put up there, like as a story, whether it's true or is it some esoteric happy world that we all like to live in, right? But because I'm his student, I have the privilege to ask him all the questions. But we will have some time wherein you can question him as well. So, to begin with, I was very, very happy to have all my notes right there on that device, like not just your notes, my textbooks, everything. Tell me the truth. How do you do that?
Okay, Preeti, it's very simple for me. I know you all had challenges of carrying heavy textbooks, carrying notes, rushing to a photocopy center, downloading from various websites. You had a lot of issues. So I thought of making you people more attractive to come to a class, attend my class, and be more innovative and ready for the future. So what I have, I'll just show you how do I really create my notes. This is my dashboard which I get it. I get my documents here. So these are my various presentations which I prepare on my own, self-contained. It's like a shared cupboard which I have, which I keep on sharing with my students. And then what I do, I also have the content, course content books, the data structure. I have this data structure there with me. I can open a chapter, refer a chapter to our students. And this is what I'm going to teach you today. And then take it back to a class.
This is my actual textbook right there, right?
Yeah, this is actual textbook what you have. Then over and above that, as students today want to learn much more than what we can teach in a textbook or from our notes, what we also have is, I have a marketplace here, which I could refer a books what students can buy or have a free access to the various online future marketplace to other books.
Where is this marketplace available? Is it like some shop in near
it's
my
a
house?
Marketplace on the internet site. For on Azure, built on Azure, on our platform, accessible to the students of my class or my institute.
So when I download the book, that also comes to me as a part of this?
Yes.
That is nice. I haven't used it. I'm just being honest.
So that you should really use
because
that.
Because I'm scared of reference books.
But these books are really help you. How you can really improve it?
I get
performance.
That. I will try that now.
Now, over and above what we have is, I also have a OneNote. You can what see what I have as. I have my own data structure OneNote. I have my lectures here. What people can, students can do, they can go and make their notes while I'm making a presentation. So they don't have to make a notes on their notepad. So notes are there, online, available every time. They can make their notes. I just, and drive it out. Also, they can see a video. We have a video. In case I want to refer them to access a YouTube or a video, I can upload a video, they can refer a video. And what I've seen that most of you students, Preeti, you as students, are making common notes shareable across students also.
Yes.
Yeah, Preeti, next.
Great. So that was on the notes part of it, where you actually showed me how you do it. It looks fairly simple to me. What I would also want to show you is this is how you see it, right?
Yeah.
I quickly want to show you how I see this part of it. Now, that's what I'm going to show you. This is my window. If you can see it up on this screen.
This is a student, this is a teacher.
Like you see, I've taken 3 courses this semester. So I have data structure, which is what Professor Virus teaches me. But I have DBMS and Java as well. So these are the notes which my professor has created for me. And then I have the entire course content here, which is my textbooks available, just as what he said. And then the whole reference materials as well from the cloud, if I would want to buy them. So having all the content on my device is a great idea. But I've always wanted to ask you this question, sir. You know, if submitting an assignment was a problem, correcting it was equally a problem in my opinion. It was not going to be easy, right? So number of assignments and the two these professors give us are like so many. But while we are now interested in making those assignments as PPTs and videos, I'm very curious, how do you give out results in like half a day?
So Preeti, what I have is, if you can see what I have is a calendar. This is my calendar that I have. I really plan my calendar day in advance. I know what session I'm going to take, what examination cell I need to go for, what extra activity I have to do that. I plan that out in a calendar. Plus, I really go to my assignment things. I just go and just see what all assignment I have submitted. And to the students, and how many I have evaluated. I'll take an example like one more. This is a linked list assignment which I have given to a couple of students. I can just see who have not started, whom I have evaluated, which are pending. I can also see what document I had given a reference to them. So it becomes very handy for me what document I had given to them for reference, whom I have evaluated, who are pending to be evaluated, and there are students like Pankaj Mishra who has not started the assignment also.
If I look sir, up, can you evaluate my assignment now and show me how
you it's done? You're grade B.
Sir, I have a data structure assignment which I've submitted.
Okay, let me see your data structure assignment.
You can give me an A grade. I'm talking such nice things here.
Let me see where are you, Preeti, in this list. So what I want to show you that there are so many students what we can really know, who all have submitted, who have not started. Yes. I can just see what Preeti has done. She has completed her assignment. She has also uploaded a document of the assignment in a Word documentation. She has prepared a document she has submitted. And here only I can really give her a marks.
Well, sir evaluates. I'll tell you how that assignment came to me. So on my window, if you can see here, sir had given saying these are the 4 reference materials that you can use to make this submission. So using this materials as well as the notes that I had from his own class, I made my own presentation, which is the new Microsoft PowerPoint presentation which I've submitted. I should have named it better. Sorry, yeah. Next time I'll do that, sir. And then I submitted it, and now that's come to him for evaluation. So he can quickly download it, and that's what I'm thinking he's doing.
Yeah, it's not.
And he can grade it
yeah.
for me. So now I understand, sir, there's a lot of time which is actually being saved for you, which is why you're having time to help us with all those tests and mock tests, right?
Yes.
So one really feature that helps me is the way you give us very simple mock tests every once in 2 weeks on topics that you teach us. How do you do that, sir?
So what I do normally, create a test. I go to screen. Okay, let me go to a... I can create a live lecture, I can create an assignment, I can create a test, I can create a notice, I can do anything. Like I prepare a test. When I go to a test, I can give a title to that, like data structure. Test. Here, I can, what question I need to put, Do I want to import from a question bank which I already have in my database, or do I want to add a new question? If I want to import a question bank, I really go here. I can select what question I really want to add. Like I want to select this question, I want to select these questions. And they're all multiple set questions. And then add to a test. So I have a. Then I can preview what, how does the paper look like. I can assign this to students or to selected students. Once I select that, I can save and assign. It says error because I have not defined the duration. I need to go back and define the duration of the course. It's for, this test is for, I'm assuming for 20 minutes test. What grade I want to have? I want to put marks here. I want to have a due date of April 16th. I can put a location also. I go to assign. Let's just save. The test has been created. It's gone to assign students. Like here, it is not going to Preeti, it's going to Jatin here.
Oh, okay.
So I said Jatin here. So I can create a test, I can create an assignment, I can create a notice and send to students, to the entire class or to selected students with attachments.
Very nice. So this actually helps because when the midterm or the actual exam comes in, I'm fairly well prepared because of these simple mock tests. But sir, my last question for you, and then I'll probably leave the rest of them to know how you do it, is the every month the coaching session that you do with me, right? Like with all of us rather, where you talk to us about how I am, how my performance is. How do you get all the data in like 1 minute?
So it's very easy. Now if you look at it, I have all the assignments, I have mm-hmm. all the tests, everything online for with me.
Mm-hmm.
I really go to the, my teacher dashboard here, what I have it. I can just see what test people have taken. Here I can have a complete dashboard of all the students, what tests they have taken, how many marks they have got.
Maybe another test where we have all submitted.
Just hold on. Let me see what all we have submitted here. This one.
The next probably. Why don't I see Jatin? I always wanted to see how much he
got. It has been graded.
Very nice.
So what I can also see, okay, so you can see a performance of everyone here. I can look at the assignments, like what Preeti told you, that she got average of 47. She did not take the exam of the first exam, but she took the second one. We got 70, 70, not divided for the remaining one. So I can know how she has been performing on every test after test here. Similarly, I can even go here and see on the assignment what she has done. See the exam board, what test she has taken. So what I really get, I completely get a dashboard where I can actually see what she test is appearing, how many marks she has got, and that's why in one-to-one session what I do with you, I get a complete view of all your previous exams and assignment what you submitted and assess it.
Very nice, sir. So in actual, what I'd really like to say is, in something as simple as and as thin as a device like this, I have all my content. I have all the exams and assignments that you've given me. And it's not just that, apparently the school manages this for me. I mean, my institute manages this for me. In terms of, if I buy a brand new device and bring it in, what they told me was in like half an hour I can get everything up and running and have everything loaded on this device and I'm ready to use. So with that, I'd like to stop my questions here, sir. But would you want to like quickly summarize how you've implemented all of this? In
So what you really saw here, I can really create my new assignments for the people, where I can have a shared cupboard, I can give reference textbooks, I can also refer to a marketplace. Second, I can create a test and mock test on a regular basis and make my students ready at any time and everything will be with them on time, online. Third, I can really have a reminder sent across to them through my scheduling the various notices that I can send across to our students. Finally, what I can do, I can really do a performance analytics of the whole student or a particular subject or across subjects for a student in my classroom.
Thank you.
So with this now, all this is possible. I can move on to the presentation, Mojit.
Could we present that, please?
So all this, not just Jit, the presentation. What you saw, a role play of a student and a teacher, and how the things have become much more simplified by digitizing it. How we have removed all those heavy textbooks and moved to a tablet, where you carry all your notes, all your content in a tablet, easy tablet like what you can see here. So what we have done is, we as Microsoft has put a solution framework. A solution framework where you can have a in-classroom experience by creating a content. You can create a content using Office Mix, OneNote or Sway. Any of these technologies is very easy to use. You can really create a content. And then what you see, you can deliver the same content, what you saw, what you have created, or what you really import from the various textbooks. You can deliver through a solution called, agreeable mobility solution called Edvelop, what we have with us. And what we also have is Bing. I know you all are used to searching Google, where we have a lot of ads. We have, Microsoft also has a search engine called Bing, by which you can do a search without any ads. So this gives you a complete in-classroom experience. Then, moving on to the administrators, what we also have is a student information system that covers the complete history of a student, starting from registration to what all fees he has paid, what is the registration number, what all marks he has got, credentials, all being maintained through the life history of a student in a particular institute. And then we can have a institute ERP platform to manage the complete enterprise resource planning for the whole thing. Now, that does not leave the student as the administrator. We also have a lot for the teachers. For teachers, what we have is, we have a program by the name Microsoft Certified Expert Educators, where we really give an access, first of all, train them out and give an access to all the training content, what they can leverage to move on to digitization for taking sessions or creating contents in their classrooms. We conduct a lot of TEI workshop for higher educations. These are technology enriched instruction programs. We are doing that regularly across the country, like one we have tomorrow in Pune itself. We do that almost 2 to 3 sessions a month in different cities across the country. We bring teachers. We give them a real life experience on devices of how to use various products of Microsoft on a tablet to make your content and digitization easy. And then we have for instruction for the non-STEM teachers. All this is, what you see, is on a foundation of Office 365 and Azure. Azure is a Microsoft platform powered on Windows devices. How does it really help you protect your IPs? We really help you manage your identity device management, for which we have a product by the name Intune, by which you can manage the devices what students bring into the campus and have a single sign-on into the system. We can do messaging using a Microsoft Exchange. What you heard, what Preeti shared with you, that how can a teacher or a faculty professor, Roda was teaching on a link call, you can have a voice and a video, same on in the same software. You can do a content management, what you heard from the various Office products. You can do enterprise social. You can have a Yammer. Yammer is a part of Office 365, which gives you like a enterprise social, what Brigadier thought about the Facebook, that's to the public. We have a Yammer, which is within an institute. It's a knowledge management software, what you can really use for doing the content enterprise social. And then finally, you heard about the reports, reporting analytics. All this solution, what we give it to you, comes to an institute. Through a program what we have called Microsoft Cloud Campus. What Brigadier S.K. Leary said that they had a campus agreement with Microsoft. So we have a Microsoft Cloud Campus where, now what all Microsoft Cloud Campus has? It has Windows Intune, but it's a cloud-based management platform to manage mobile devices. When I say mobile device, not only mobile phones, all devices what you bring to the institutes. It brings you a Windows Enterprise software upgrade. It brings you Windows CAL. So it really covers you what you had on-premise CASA agreement or a campus agreement. Over and above, what we give you is Office 365 E3 is the enterprise version for the faculty, which has all features of Office, Exchange, Link, Yammer, along with RMS and DLP, remote remote access, and DLP is a data leakage privacy with full privacy built into it. And what we give you is LMS developed for all the faculty and students. It also has a digital library or a backup and a website on a Microsoft Azure platform. Not only this, we also give Office Pro Plus, which is again Office, Yammer, Link on 5 devices to students free of cost. So this is the complete Microsoft Cloud Campus which comes to you once you move on to a Cloud Campus agreement with Microsoft, and this really helps you towards 21st learning century digitization. Thank you. This is all I had. So we open to questions. Different from? Yes.
But do you use Microsoft Office? Do you use Microsoft Office?
Yes.
Word, PowerPoint, Excel?
Yeah.
What we've done is, we've provided the same experience of that software onto the learning management solution that we've created today. That's the big USP. You don't have to relearn it. You don't have to learn something more. Whatever that you're using in your day-to-day life is what we're providing as an added functionality as part of the learning management solution. Okay, so your ability to adapt to this software is very fast compared to what you'll have in probably Moodle or any other learning management solution. That's the beauty. And that's what we've been talking about. And when we talk about transformation, in transformation, how do you lower the barrier of adoption is going to decide whether it's going to be a success or a failure. So we are now creating the same experience that you have on-premise using Microsoft products into and extending into a learning management solution where whether it's a professor or a student, he will use the same products and technologies to make his life much more easier in his day-to-day operation. That's the big difference. So Moodle doesn't have it, nor any other
platform has it.
Could I just add to that in just one simple line which I wanted to add is, Moodle is probably a single point solution. It gives you your answers to probably like a collaboration and an LMS. But what Rajiv put out in the last is a solution area is end-to-end, right? Right from the final end-user experience on a handheld to the content on top of it, which is the LMS, through the collaboration, which is part of it, through a live lecture, through the device management so that the device is not misused either by the student, and you as a faculty being always live and up to date. The end-to-end package is what keeps this different versus any other solution in the market. For us as an end user, will be easy, but if you're, the implementation or the main concerns that your IT or management would have is, how do I talk to 6 different vendors and get this happening? Will they talk to each other and implement it for me in the market? Is going to be in one simple line answered if by this whole package. Yeah. That is also a difference. Yeah. I think we had a question.
What about the compatibility issues? Because suppose a faculty is having an open source tool in which he creates some crossword
for this.
For example, an Eclipse crossword, Michael.
Yeah.
And if he extensively uses it, and is one of the most interested evaluations for the students. So there are other quizzes and other things that are
traditional. Yeah.
So if I'm going to use the Eclipse crossword,
so we have open APIs, okay, and using an open API, we would be able to integrate anything and everything which you already have in the existing infrastructure.
So which means, as professor, I would like to understand, if I'm making a crossword puzzle 25x25 in the Eclipse crossword maker, okay,
so you can really,
through that API, would it be available to the students?
If through API you can upload, through the API you can upload into your database and then assign to all the students.
So the students would be able to,
yes,
that in
once you upload. It has to be uploaded and then shared to the students. So that became a decisive thing. We're going to do that whole thing out.
One more question which I wanted to ask is, how about the student's assignment being, you know, verified for plagiarism checks and other things? Because we use Turnitin or Identicate or Crosscheck, you know, for that matter, when the students submit assignments online. Okay. And we also tend to take some good assignments and convert it into a research paper for, you know, probable publication. Mm-hmm. Okay, later on. Mm-hmm. So does your solution also provide that?
Good part.
Can I take that? I'd like to answer that. Today you're telling me you use a crossword. Today you're telling me you're using a tool to do a plagiarism. What if 2 months down the line you change those two? The reason I'm asking this question out to you is the way we've built out this entire package is, this is basic Windows here, right? Any Windows PC, any tools that you're going to be running on that is going to be working on these devices as well. Will it all come inside the same window which is being projected here? Today, no. But when you're going to deploy it in your institution, if you have a specific request, feel free.
API.
Correct.
Exactly.
We're going to help you make that
that's
happen for you.
That's the beauty of it. So that's, you know, that's the beauty. If you've heard, you know, Microsoft took that strategic decision of opening their API. So today the Microsoft products are available on multi-devices. So it could be an Android device, or an Apple device, or a Windows device, or any other software, right?
Right.
So the beauty is, with open API philosophy that we have, you'll be able to easily integrate your products or your software into the software. The whole point is it open? The answer is yes, it's open. How much would be the integration, how much would be the customization, that probably we'll have to sit together and we'll have to take a call.
But what we are giving APIs to connect to any third party product or open source what you have, integrate with this thing and work.
Yeah.
So are you saying that it is open or flexible to integrate any other software like Turnitin to, you know, check the plagiarism when the students submit the research papers or the assignment, but it does not have an inbuilt feature?
No, it doesn't have. We don't intend to make this like the remedy for all, you know. This is a very specific application we're talking about, which is a learning management solution. Okay, within a learning management solution, there could be those software that can plug in. Now, the software that you're using should also have open APIs, which will talk to this API, and they can integrate, and there will be a little bit of integration or customization that will be required. So that's absolutely possible. Yeah, you have a question.
It's not offline.
Sorry?
Is
this offline?
No, it
so
works.
We are working right now on an offline version. May not be the full feature and functionality that we're talking about. As of now, it's all on online. The best experience will come from our Windows devices, naturally, because the entire product line I'm talking about is office productivity software. But yes, it's open on Android as well as Apple also.
Yes. So we work across all platforms.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
There's no restriction of courses, number of students. No restriction.
Yeah.
An application.
No restriction.
You had a question.
And what you release also, so let me also add that, you can have a complete library of yours also digitize and be available onto this platform. So students don't have to go and refer to a book library here. They can refer books here directly if they want to refer it out.
Sure.
That's exactly what I said, that our objective is not to give you a product which you have to relearn from the start. What we're doing is you're using, let's say, Microsoft Excel in your environment, right? The same Microsoft Excel can get uploaded onto the tool and that becomes a questionnaire. Okay, so you don't have to go for a specific format out here. Exactly the Excel. So when you create a question bank, it could be in an Excel format, right? So you create question number one, serial number one, and then put a question. That's exactly what you need to upload and automatically come into the format. You don't have to do anything other than that. Just Excel, normal Excel. Yeah, you can upload it.
Yeah, upload it.
Anything. That's the beauty. We are not asking you to relearn. We're not asking you to talk, you know, look at some other software. Exactly whatever software you're using in your day-to-day life, just upload it and the software is going to take.
That's a different thing.
A big trust issue and stuff like that. At an institute level also, madam, at an institute level, if I am a management and I want to know, first semester engineering student, how are they trending? Which subjects are they getting challenged? Which subjects are they doing well? Is it a professor issue? Is it a content issue? All that assessment or analytics can come into the tool. All that content, that assessment, analytics can come into the tool. Yes, that's absolutely possible. But we want to restrict it to the institute. We don't want them to go up and then link it to the university. That's not our
idea. So if you look at it, what we have is, we have for a semester, what is the performance of all the students? So for a semester, for all subjects, we can know. But when it comes to university, it's left to the university to decide about it. But yes, there are other applications what we can drive. This is purely personalized coaching for a student.
So this is done. You have done this. Means you have given science to the student. But management sometimes says that I need the peak performance, particular student has school and all these things.
So we can know from here. We can know. We can know here. So we can have it. What we have is assignments and tests. We can also have the university exam also uploaded here.
No,
I know the result.
No, so I want to be very clear. We don't intend to have the university exams. When you university, normal semester exams?
University.
Yeah, but then university will never let their system.
That's what I put it up there.
Yeah.
I put it up there.
Not for the admin scope of the university in terms of preparing reports. It's not like MISC data.
Click on one person.
No, so if the university wants to do it for across the colleges in that university, the answer is yes.
Yes,
sir. So you tell you that this software can work. Our objective of sharing with the audience out here was institute, but if you're saying the university wants to implement this, absolutely can do it. So for example, we are talking right now to the ICSE board. Okay, the CICSE board, the K-12 board. They have 1,100 schools, 1,200 schools across the length and breadth of the country. We're talking about implementing this software as a learning management tool for all the schools in that book. Okay, so right from assessment, analytics, teacher-student collaboration, admin, all that is going to be part of it. And everything. You can actually do
this. This is a very powerful tool.
Institute
wise,
this person.
We did call it the answer. You can very well. Install it exactly within 2 hours. Within 2 hours, you can install that. that's the beauty of it. The reason why we're saying, you know, that the beauty is, like I said, you know, we are not looking at reorientation out here. In any business process, reengineering, a technology should become an enabler and not a hindrance. That's the way one can be a successful any business process. So we're using the technology to enable you to make that change in your institution. Okay, and that's the way we look at
it. And it requires zero capex. It's all OPEX model. There's no capex involved for deploying this thing. Everything is on the cloud.
Any questions? To what extent is the administrative rights are given to the, you know, professors? For example, I want to, you know, create a master data of these set of students, and I want to give them that these are to be viewed, these are to be accessed, these are to be, you know, not to be accessed, etc. So that administrative rights are
with you. Yeah.
As a lecturer, as a professor,
you have all the rights. All the rights
you decide. You decide. So there are various policy options available. Group policy options available. You decide how you want to go about it.
So every test, every assignment that you create, you can choose whether you want to give it to one student for the entire class. All the reporting that you get out of it, if you want to export it as an Excel and then use it for a further reporting, completely possible. As Prateek keeps mentioning, this is exactly what you do today. We're just trying to bring it in a more easier fashion for you, all in a single window. Today you're doing it as disjointed pieces using different tools. We're just trying to bring all of that together in a single piece for you.
Does it provide auto-correction
facility for I would love to do that.
Because in a new era where the open once again was doing it.
And the computer is replaced for faculty.
I get what you're saying. If it's objective and that is MCQ objective related, auto correction is possible. That. Qualitative answers will need to be evaluated.
But just to let you know, sir, keywords are captured. I'm assuming using the Square project or MHRD, the MOOC project at H1, right? So we are in advanced discussion with both MHRD as well as edX for having the Office 365 as a business plan edX. Okay, if that happens, then you'll see a seamless integration.
Because if Professor D.B. Martin picks a course, oh, 25 students will register for it.
Yeah. So that's fine.
Yeah.
That's possible. That's possible. So let's say if suppose Professor Bartak is delivering a lecture, and there are like hundreds of students who are coming in, using the software, like I said, one of the options is virtual classroom, right? Using the virtual classroom,
that will go.
Yeah, that will go. But then auto correction
challenge becomes an assessment and evaluation.
Oh.
Providing the information today is not a big deal. Game lies in assessing and evaluating.
Yeah, so
information is anyway flowing through several ways, several media.
So assessing of what? Of the efficacy of that lecture?
Challenge in the assignment. Learning teaching is now the crux is evaluating and assessing.
Okay. So we have that. So can you go to the assessment tool, please? Yeah, you've seen that. So that's very much part of the
My question itself changes at all.
No, that is not it. So this is purely.
Question orders. You can take from your existing question bank, you can add more questions. The good part is, let's say, if you want to copy some of the questions available in the internet, just put in a link and it will download it.
So you can just see, create a test.
Intend to, like what sir is saying.
Yes, Moodle restrictions.
Moodle has a lot of restrictions. Sir himself has changed from Moodle to this product. Right? And after working on Moodle for 2 years.
You can create a test, you can add a question, form a question bank, or add your own questions. You can have a preview for that. You can assign to a set of students or to the entire class. So everything is possible here. So this gives you a complete flexibility to a faculty to design his or her class and the assignments, the tests, and also upload the other exams, what do you want to do that.
What is the approximate per
student, you can imagine the cost will be a huge, high. That's not the objective, it's per faculty. And believe me, it's very reasonable. We can discuss with you in an offline mode, but then it is very, very, very cheap. And it's an OPEX model, so it's not CAPEX only. It's a per faculty.
And each faculty gets 1 terabyte of OneDrive free along with it. 1 terabyte of
database. Yeah, there's
no limitation for students. No limitation for students. Unlimited for students.
No, it runs on any. So, see, we are doing it on a PC. There's a tablet here. Put it on a desktop. Put it on a large screen. It'll work everywhere.
On any device.
Each of you would have received a feedback form and a small note. Can you please request, I'll request you all to fill the feedback form and share it back with us.
In case it'll you be really want helpful for us to come back to you.
Feedback form. Okay, great. Thank you so much
thank
for
you very much.
Joining us. Really appreciate you coming out on a busy scare day and joining us for this session. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.